Hi, welcome back to The Fastest Path to Cash. This is the second audio in the three-part series. My name is Nancy Roberts, and I'm here with Chris Kenny, my business partner, and we're the founders of the Income 180 System. In the first audio, I spoke about active income being the fastest path to cash in any business. But a lot of people are afraid to pick up their phone and call the leads that they have. Chris and I know a little bit about that from personal experience. Chris, actually, in the beginning of his sales career, almost lost his job due to sales call reluctance. So not wanting to call on his prospects, really stopped him in his tracks and almost cost him his first sales job. For me, I had the same thing going on, but it was in my first business. I was unwilling to call my previous customers. I was unwilling to call my prospects, and I almost lost my business as well. So when Chris and I came together, we realized that we had this history of call reluctance, something that we both overcome to do well in our careers and our businesses. And for the last 2 years, we've actually been teaching a workshop called Boost Your Business by Overcoming Sales Call Reluctance around the country. So we know a thing or two about sales call reluctance from personal experience. We've also been teaching it for the last couple of years, and it's one of the number one things that we help our clients overcome in their own business. So we just want to give you the number one takeaway from that workshop. It's the thing that participants say is the most profound, the thing that they leave the workshop with and just can't seem to forget. So we really wanted to share that with you on this audio.
And in addition, at the end, I'm going to give you a couple things that you can start to do and start to implement right now to actually help you work through that. In other words, I'm going to give you two tools, two very simple tools that you can use that can actually help fix that problem right now. So in order for us to dive into this number one takeaway, I have to first explain to you a model. And I actually first saw this model when I was reading one of Jack Canfield's books called The Success Principles. And this model is just a really excellent way to sort of tie into this concept. So I want everybody to really pay attention, kind of bear with me. We will relate this model to sales call reluctance. I promise it has everything to do with your sales call reluctance, but we've got to teach this first. What I want you to write down is I want you to write down three letters. It's really a formula. And the formula is E plus R equals O. E plus R equals O. And in this formula, the E stands for event. The R stands for response. And the O stands for outcome. So what we have is we have event plus response equals outcome. And what this really means is if you work backwards in this formula, what it really means is every outcome you've ever achieved in your life is the result of how you've responded to a previous event. Every outcome that you've ever achieved in your life is the result of how you've responded to a previous event. So when you're not getting the outcomes that you want, whether it be in business or whether it be in your life, you have two choices. Choice number one is you can blame the events in your life. You can blame things that are distracting you. You can blame the weather. You can blame your less than positive past. You can blame the recession. How many times have you heard people blame the recession? And the thing about that is there's people out there right now that have businesses that are in rapid growth, and they have businesses that are exploding. And if you don't have that, if that's not going on for you, you have to start asking why. So again, you can blame these events in your life, or you can start changing how you respond to the events in your life and change how you respond until you start to get the outcomes that you desire. What Nancy and I want you to see here is that events in our life, events in our business, do not determine our outcomes. What determines our outcomes is how we respond to those events. The thing that I love about this model is it takes away the possibility of being a victim. You can't be a victim anymore, because what we want you to see here is that events don't determine your outcomes. Responses determine your outcomes. Let me give you an example. I know a lot of you out there, maybe you've, in the past, you've watched American Idol. And Nancy and I have watched American Idol. We're fans of American Idol, love the show. And a few years back, there was a gentleman named Danny Gokey that came on the show to participate in the competition and sing. And the interesting thing about this was about 30 days before he came on the show, his wife passed away. And there wouldn't have been anyone that would have been upset with Danny Gokey had he made a decision not to compete, because he had just lost his wife. So the loss of his wife was the event that he was presented with. Instead of quitting, instead of packing it in, instead of feeling sorry for himself, he made the decision to create a different response. And the response that he created was, I'm going to perform, and I'm going to perform in her honor. And the end result was he performed in the competition. He competed. He ended up finishing third and ended up signing a record contract. So here's a person that had an absolute terrible event that took place, but he responded in a different way, and he ended up with a tremendous, tremendous outcome. And we can come up with example after example. Similar story came with Mary Kay. A lot of you have heard of Mary Kay from Mary Kay Cosmetics. Her husband passed away as they were in the process of getting the business started. And he was supposed to be the controller of the company, the person who handled all the finance, all the back end of the business from a financial standpoint. So that was her event. She went and she talked to her attorney. Her attorney said, liquidate the business, sell it, sell it, sell it. Her accountant said, sell the business, sell it, sell it, sell it. Everybody told her to sell it. She didn't respond that way. She hired her 23-year-old son, who came in, took over the finances for that piece of the company, and the rest is history. She went on to build a billion-dollar business. So again, events in our life do not determine our outcomes. It's how we respond to those events that determines our outcomes. So what I want to have Nancy do now is talk with you a little bit about how you control your responses, and then we're going to tie this back to sales call reluctance.
So with the formula that Chris shared with you, there's actually something we have to insert into the formula that explains where our responses come from. So between the E and the R, I want you to draw a line, and then I want you to label that line story. So it just so happens that between the event and our response, we happen to tell ourselves a story. And, you know, people always ask, well, you know, does the event determine my emotion? Does the event determine my response? And we happen to think that it doesn't, but I want to give you a couple examples just to show this, because I don't want you to take our word for it. We want you to actually experience this. So let's imagine that you're in a grocery store and you're walking down the aisles, and all of a sudden you see your significant other talking to a member of the opposite sex, but not just any member of the opposite sex, an extremely attractive member of the opposite sex. Now, right away, what is your immediate response? What's the first thing you thought of? Maybe some of you thought, oh, he probably knows her from work. If you're being honest, some of you really thought, how does he know her? Is he having an affair? Is he getting her number? Or any other kind of not-so-great response. Well, in that moment, you have to have told yourself a story in order to have any kind of response, because really, he's just talking to a person, and it's not anything good or bad until you actually tell yourself the story. So if you tell yourself the story that he probably knows her from work, and maybe he went to school with her, your response is going to be one way. It's going to be calm, rational, no big deal. You'll probably walk up and just introduce yourself, and that creates a certain outcome. If your story is that he's having an affair or that something is going on that's not good, your response is obviously going to be very different, and so is your outcome. So in this example, you can see the event is exactly the same, right? And you can see that two people could respond very differently to the same exact event. And the reason they respond differently is because they told themselves a different story. Now, this happens all the time, everywhere in our life. But I want to give you an example of how it happens with sales call reluctance. So this example is from my life. When I was working my corporate consulting company a couple years ago, I had been given a referral by a friend and had reached out to the gentleman and had a conversation with him, and he was the CEO of a company, and he wanted to do some work with his team. Well, it wasn't the right time, and I followed up a couple times, but, you know, like what happens with leads is they tend to go by the wayside as we get new leads. So he had fallen, you know, way back on my list, and about a year had passed when I was going to see my friend again. And I thought to myself, wow, I feel bad that I dropped the ball on this. Maybe I should reach out to him before I see my friend, and he asked, you know, hey, how did it ever go with Jim? So I decided to reach out to the CEO, and I chickened out. I didn't even call him. I sent an email first and just said, hey, I know I haven't been in touch in a while, and, you know, even though my stories were, this is crazy, it's been a year, Nancy, he's going to think you're crazy for, you know, following up this late. I just decided to do it anyways. Well, it turns out it was the perfect time to follow up with him. His team was struggling, and he needed my help. And within a week, I had a signed contract on my desk to work with this man and his team. So it just goes to show you that the stories that you tell about your prospects, which I was thinking, you know, there was no way he was still going to be interested, or the stories that you think your prospects are telling about you, I thought he might think I was crazy for following up a year later. They're just stories, and it doesn't make them true. They're just your interpretation or your, you know, conclusions about the event. So what we want you to become aware of is those stories that you're telling, again, about yourself or your prospects that's keeping you from picking up the phone. Maybe the story you tell about your prospects is that they'll think you're aggressive or they'll think you're pushy if you call them or call them too frequently. Maybe you get nervous before you call because you don't like to hear the word no. Whatever those stories are that you're telling, that's what we want you to become really aware of. And Chris has a simple solution that he wants to share with you.
Yeah, and first I'm gonna give a really, really quick example of where this works. One of the things we do in our workshop is I stand up in front of the room and just out of the blue, I hold up a $20 bill and I say, who wants it? All the hands go up, everyone wants the 20, but nobody runs up to get it. And then I say, who wants the 20? And nobody comes up. And then I say, who wants the 20? And nobody comes up. And then finally, after about a minute, everybody will be looking at me and they're looking. And then finally, somebody will come up and actually take the $20 bill and I give it to them. And then what I do is I ask the people in the front row, because it's rarely somebody that's in the front row that ever comes up, and I say, why didn't you get up? And the story that they would tell would be something like, well, I didn't want to look foolish. Or if I got up, I didn't want you to give me, or if I got up, I didn't think you were going to give me the money. Or another story would be, I thought there was going to be different directions. I thought there was something else. So those stories cost those individuals $20 because their story was incorrect. So the question is for all of you is, how much are the stories that you're telling about your prospects every day in your business, how much are those stories costing your business? My guess is it's a whole heck of a lot. And as Nancy said, it's the story of being pushy, the story of being aggressive. It could be a story about being annoying, or people are going to think you're selfish, or whatever it is. And when we talk about sales on your next call, I'll tell you about how to remedy that a little bit. But here's something you can use right away. What I want you to do is I want you to create a mantra for yourself. And this ties into the fact that in any given moment, your mind can only focus on one thing at a time. So if you're about to call a prospect, or you're about to sit down to call some prospects, and your brain starts going, and you start to talk yourself out of it, you start to give yourself all the reasons not to do it, what I want you to do is I want you to use this mantra. This is the one that I used to use, and it works fantastic. Simply repeat to yourself, don't think. And say it over and over and over again. Don't think, don't think, don't think, don't think, don't think. Grab the lead, dial the number, don't think, don't think, don't think, don't think, don't think, until they answer the phone. And then you start your conversation. Now, it's a simple solution. Your mind can only focus on one thing at a time, and that will get you on the call. Now, the other thing that you can do is I have found that names oftentimes will trigger a story. You'll see the name of their company, you'll see the name of the person, and that might trigger a story in your head. So what I would do is, if you can write your names and your phone numbers down on a sheet of paper for the people that you're going to call, and then simply cover up the person's name before you dial their number. Just cover up the name, because you can't attach a story to just this random set of numbers. So cover up the names and create a mantra for yourself, and that will get you on the telephone, give you the opportunity to get into your sales conversation, close more business, and help you bring in and generate, again, your fastest path to cash. Now, on our next audio, what I'm going to talk with all of you about is, what do you actually say? We've got you picking up the phone, but now what do you actually say? How can you be more effective in creating conversion and bringing more success into your business? So you have that to look forward to on the third audio. I hope all of you enjoyed audio number two. Again, I'm Chris Kenny with Nancy Roberts, and we'll see you next time.